Endell Street by Wendy Moore, narrated by Antonia Davis. Arrivals. Covent Garden, London, 1915. It was like slipping into a dream, or waking from a nightmare. They had grown used to the constant thunder of shelling, the crackling of rifles and machine guns, the screams and groans of their comrades. Now all they could hear was the gentle thrum of the city at night, as they rumbled through dark, deserted streets. For months they had known only the rural landscape of France and Flanders, where every living thing had been crushed and obliterated into the mud of the trenches and shell holes. Now they found themselves being driven down a narrow street of tall buildings, which blotted out the night sky. They had been living in a world peopled by men. Now they entered a world run solely by women. They did not know how to react. Most of them were young men in their 20s and 30s. Some were just boys in their late teens. Officially, they were meant to be at least 19 to be sent overseas to fight, but some had lied about their age. Many had signed up in bands of friends in a fit of patriotic zeal, or shown up shamefaced at a recruitment office after being challenged with a white feather by a stranger in the street. For some of them, being injured had come as a blessing, a blighty wound that allowed them to escape the death and devastation of war. For others, their injuries meant a new kind of terror and fear for the future. The prospect of never working, perhaps never walking again, the possibility of perpetual pain, of permanent disfigurement. They had suffered long and agonizing journeys, having been scooped up from the battlefield by regimental stretcher-bearers, sometimes after lying abandoned for hours in no man's land, before being shuttled back to casualty posts in tents and dugouts for basic first aid, a shot of morphine, and perhaps a hurried operation. They had been transported in ambulance trains to one of the French ports, crammed into hospital ships to cross the Channel, then packed into Red Cross trains bound for London. Arriving at one of the mainline stations, they had been collected by volunteers who drove them in ambulances or private cars across town. If they asked their drivers where they were being taken, they were told, "To the best hospital in London." When they pulled up outside the old workhouse building in Endell Street, in the heart of London's theatreland, the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?